Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong practitioners at UN in New York call for an end to the persecution by the Chinese regime. Seoul, Korea, Tianguo Marching Band wins award at Traditional Cultural Festival. Slovakia, investigator explains to parliament that body exhibit likely displays executed prisoners. Shenyun Symphony Orchestra applauded in northern Taiwan. Ning'an City resident sentenced to prison again. And nun with terminal cancer recovers after practicing Falun Dafa. Now for the stories. Falun Gong practitioners at UN in New York call for an end to the persecution by Chinese regime. As members of the 72nd regular session of the United Nations General Assembly met at UN headquarters in Manhattan, New York, on September 18th to 22nd, 2017, Falun Gong practitioners took the opportunity to inform world leaders and the public about Falun Gong and its persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. The practitioners held banners and distributed flyers at Dag Hammarskjöld, Plaza Park, and nearby streets. Falun Gong practitioners went to the permanent mission of the People's Republic of China to the UN on 1st Avenue between 34th and 35th Street in Manhattan on the afternoon of September 20th through the evening of September 22nd, 2017. They held banners that read, "Falun Dafa is wonderful, stop the persecution of Falun Gong," and "Bring Jiang Zemin to justice." The police officers on duty did not understand what the protest was about, so practitioners told him about the benefits of Falun Gong and that the CCP has been persecuting the practice for 18 years. They also told him how Jiang Zemin, former head of the CCP, abused his power to initiate and perpetuate the persecution. The police did not intervene again. When they saw Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his delegation, the practitioners shouted, "Falun Dafa is good. Stop the persecution of Falun Gong, and bring Jiang Zemin to justice." Over 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners and their relatives have filed criminal complaints against Jiang since May 2015 for ordering the suppression of Falun Gong and the imprisonment and torture of its practitioners. Over 2 million people have signed petitions urging the courts to bring Jiang to justice for his abuse of power in orchestrating the persecution of Falun Gong in China. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the UN Assembly for the first time on September 19th and commented on suppression under communist regimes. Trump said, "From the Soviet Union to Cuba to Venezuela, wherever true socialism or communism has been adopted, it has delivered anguish and devastation and failure. Those who preach the tenets of these discredited ideologies only contribute to the continued suffering of the people who live under these cruel systems." One practitioner at the protest said, "In China, there is no chance for Falun Gong practitioners to have a dialogue with high-level CCP officials. In America, we have the freedom of speech and of belief. We hope that the Chinese regime stops the persecution as soon as possible and releases all imprisoned practitioners."
Seoul, South Korea. Tianguo Marching Band wins award at Traditional Cultural Festival. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the cultural festival on September 24, 2017, at Hwasong near Seoul, South Korea. Many people accepted Dafa materials distributed by practitioners, and the Tianguo Marching Band received a special award for its outstanding performance. This festival was part of King Jeongjo's visit to the royal tomb. King Jeongjo, one of the major characters in Korean history, traveled with his mother and visited his father's tomb in 1795, followed by a grand banquet to celebrate the 60th birthday of his mother. This is a well-known example of filial piety, which is cherished in traditional culture. The event was reenacted for the first time 222 years later, with a parade of 59 kilometers from Seoul to Hwasong. Over 4,000 people participated in the parade, which included over 720 horses. The festival started in the afternoon at Hwasong after the procession arrived. 33 groups attended the celebration. Among them was the Tianguo Marching Band, composed of more than 100 Falun Gong practitioners. The band members attracted much attention with their bright blue and white Tang Dynasty uniforms. While playing their music, practitioners dressed in yellow performed the exercises. They were applauded by spectators wherever they went. Many people accepted pamphlets from practitioners and asked about the practice. "This looks great," one person exclaimed. "It looks very peaceful and beautiful." Another person asked, "Where can I learn this?" A saxophone player from another group was very impressed by the band's performance. He talked with a practitioner and was glad to receive information about a nearby group exercise location. Two Chinese men in the Korean ethnic group said they lived in Suwon. They had a strong interest in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and said they planned to learn the exercises at a nearby practice site.
Slovakia. Investigator explains to Parliament that body exhibit likely displays executed prisoners. Canadian lawyer and Nobel Prize nominee David Mattis, who is investigating forced organ harvesting in Chinese prisons, visits Slovakia on September 4th through 6th. He talked in several media interviews about the body exhibit that has been on display in Bratislava since August. Mr. Mattis has repeatedly stated that the problem with such exhibitions is that the source of the bodies is unclear. The same is true with organs available for transplant in China. He has been investigating organ transplantation in China for a long time, and according to his findings, the majority of organs for transplant come from prisoners of conscience, mainly Falun Gong practitioners, but also from Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Christians. The body exhibition is then part of the same problem as the forced organ harvesting of organs from prisoners, albeit on a much smaller scale. On Tuesday, St. Elizabeth University of Health and Social Sciences in Bratislava hosted a presentation by Mr. Mattis about the connection between body exhibits and transplantation abuse in China. A discussion followed. Most of the 30 who attended the event, including representatives from the Slovak Medical Council, were disturbed upon hearing the information that Mr. Mattis presented and expressed their willingness to help. On Wednesday, Mr. Mattis's report was presented in the National Council of the Slovak Republic. The presentation was attended by 10 members of the National Council. The counselors were concerned to learn from Mr. Mattis that the bodies in the exhibition could be those of prisoners of conscience from China, and asked how they could prevent such exhibitions. In response to the information published during Mattis's visit to Bratislava, a rally was held on Thursday, September 14th, in front of the Chinese embassy in Bratislava. The intent was to draw attention to the fact that Falun Gong practitioners in China are killed for their organs, as well as for plastination of their bodies for such body exhibitions.
Shen Yun Symphony Orchestra applauded in northern Taiwan. After a successful debut in South Korea, the Shen Yun Symphony Orchestra continued its Asian tour in Taiwan. Shen Yun has scheduled 15 performances in 10 major cities across Taiwan between September 20th and October 3rd. Three concerts have already taken place in three Taiwan cities. After the warm applause brought three encores at National Concert Hall, the rejuvenated audience did not stop and were eager for more. In the end, Milan Nashev was also deeply moved and brought forth the fourth encore to the passionate audience. Yu Jijun, executive director of the Rodin Art Gallery, said, "Shen Yun music is extraordinary. No matter the harmony between various music instruments, or the blending of the East and West culture, everything is delicate and beautiful. This is the first time I ever experienced four encores in a concert, and it is very memorable." The Director General for the Department of Cultural Affairs said, after watching the performance in Taoyuan on September 20th, "Its majestic momentum is like the sound of nature. I felt it overwhelming and appealing throughout the entire performance." Shen Yun's symphony orchestra performance is very natural and harmonious. Although there were so many people performing at the same time, the sounds were so delicate and harmonious. She said this was the first time she had listened to a perfect blend of Chinese music and Western orchestration played by Eastern and Western people. The performance was accentuated by Chinese music instruments, such as erhu, along with the powerful Western orchestration, which is very unique. Chinese music is soft and soothing, while Western music is characterized by vitality. Shen Yun's music demonstrates a seamless harmonization. It is very natural and harmonious. It is superb. Anna Fujita, pianist and founder of the Frederic Chopin Foundation, said after watching the performance at the National Concert Hall on September 22nd, "Bravo! This is a magnificent group with magnificent music. With the power of spiritual belief, the music carries a valuable spirit." She said that the music contains 5,000 years of Chinese culture, which truly moved her. "This orchestra will bring society a tremendous impact with their music and power of spiritual belief." In the next few days, Shen Yun's Symphony Orchestra will continue tour performances in central and southern Taiwan before returning to Taipei on October the 3rd.
Ning'an City resident sentenced to prison again. Ms. Zhou Chuwei, a Falun Gong practitioner from Heilongjiang Province, was again sentenced to prison for her belief after already serving 7 years from 2008 to 2015. Ms. Zhou was arrested by officers from the Dongjing Town Police Station on January 17, 2017, while she was distributing Chinese New Year paintings in Dongjing Town, Ning'an City. Ms. Zhou was tried and sentenced in the Ning'an City Court on the morning of August 10, 2017. The prosecutor didn't have enough evidence initially and added more at noontime when the court adjourned for lunch. Ms. Zhou's attorneys challenged each item presented as evidence and argued that they were all inadmissible. The attorneys said that practicing Falun Gong doesn't constitute a crime as defined by criminal law. The Constitution of the People's Republic of China also guarantees its citizens the right of belief, which means that believing in and practicing Falun Gong is not illegal. The attorneys argued that according to the facts, the evidence, and the law, Ms. Zhou was innocent. After Ms. Zhou presented her own statement, the prosecutor asked her if she would continue to practice Falun Gong. She replied that she would, because it was her lifelong belief and she would never give it up. She asserted that she was not guilty. Ms. Zhou's relatives, who attended the hearing, not only learned the facts about Falun Gong, but also learned that practicing Falun Gong was legal. They expressed their respect for Falun Gong practitioners' peacefulness and perseverance. The attorney's defense of Ms. Zhou's innocence and her statement in her own defense were very impressive. Nevertheless, the court ignored the Constitution and the law of the land and sentenced Ms. Zhou to 10 months in prison.
Nun with terminal cancer recovers after practicing Falun Dafa. Nguyen has not yet graduated from law school when she made the decision to become a Buddhist nun. A year later, she was diagnosed with stomach cancer. As she was quietly preparing for her last days, a miracle happened. She recently shared her story. "At age 26, I decided to shave my head and become a nun. I made the decision when my grandmother, who was also a nun, passed away. I found a monastery and asked a monk to take me in as a nun. I was in the fourth year of my university studies at the time. My family objected to the idea, but I decided to go ahead anyway and thus began my new life. Life in the monastery was not like I had imagined. I saw some nuns and monks had fallen in love like everyday people, and some harbored resentment toward others. I felt trapped in this environment, but I didn't know how to get out. All I could do was to worship the Buddha and Bodhisattva all day long, praying that I would find a teacher that could lead me to enlightenment. A year after I became a nun, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer. The cancer cells had spread to my intestines and uterus. A simple standing movement caused me a lot of pain. I tried my very best to complete my daily tasks and chores, but I soon became very weak. I had to return home for treatment. Just as I was about to give up hope, a friend introduced me to a cultivation practice called Falun Dafa. She told me to go and talk to Dafa practitioners at an exercise site. I didn't really want to go, but my friend was very nice and was persistent in trying to find a cultivation path that could keep me alive. She told me some stories of how people had benefited from the practice. Her sincerity touched me, so I decided to give it a try. It was surprising that after 1 month of practice, my pain had subsided, and I felt the joy of having my health recovered. I decided to leave the monastery a month later to begin a new life, one where I could practice cultivation in everyday society. Things I didn't understand about life, karma, and cultivation were all clearly and simply explained in the book Juan Falun. It totally resonated with me. The first time I practiced the Falun Dafa exercises, I felt a warm current running through my whole body. That wonderful feeling is very difficult to describe. I witnessed enormous changes in my body and mind. Half a year after I started practicing Falun Dafa, all of my illnesses were gone. I am thankful to the compassionate gods that heard my prayers and led me to the cultivation of Falun Dafa. Perhaps only those who have faced death and experienced suffering would understand how much joy I have and how deeply I appreciate having good health and walking a righteous path. I believe that everything happens for a reason and is predestined. If you happen to read my story, I hope it will inspire and benefit you.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.